In case you didn't notice, I surprised the musicians there a little bit ago. And isn't it awesome to have such great musicians to be able to, yeah. Because sometimes what I do, I don't even know about. So anyway, the scripture for today is taken from the letter of James. The letter of James, I invite you to get your pew Bible or your Bible that you brought and turn to the letter James. It is, well, for those who may not know where James is it in the Old or New Testament? It's in the New Testament. Matter of fact, it's almost towards the end of the New Testament, right after the book of Hebrews. So I invite you to turn to the book of James. We'll be reading from the first chapter, beginning with verse 19. Once you find that, would you please close the Bible on your finger, stand with me, and let's raise those Bibles high above our heads this morning. Let's say the Bible pledge together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me and read with me at James chapter 1, beginning with verse 19. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome the meekness of the implanted Word that has the power to save your souls. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. You know, we do have a joy that didn't make it to Jay this morning that I think is very important for us to lift up. Nikki Campbell had a baby boy on Friday morning. Yeah. So that is just something to celebrate, isn't it? Something to celebrate, new life. Well, last week we began a teaching series called Have You Ever? With the message, Have You Ever Felt Like a Failure? And we discussed that last week. Now this week we're going to ask the question, Have you ever felt anger? And maybe that's a good place to start. Has anyone here ever felt anger? Maybe we should limit it to the last week. Has anyone here felt anger? Yeah, yeah. Maybe some of us could raise both hands, right? Yeah. Well, whenever you felt that anger, what happened? What happened when you got angry? I know some of you don't want to share that in church. I totally understand. It didn't do me a bit of good, yeah. How about the people around you? How did you respond to them? Silence are not good, right? Yeah. Did you say things that you shouldn't have or things that you really didn't mean? A lady once came to Billy Sunday and tried to rationalize her angry outbursts. She said, "There's nothing wrong with losing my temper. I blow up and it's all over." Billy Sunday said, "Well, so does the shotgun, and look at the damage it leaves." Getting angry can sometimes be like leaping into a wonderfully responsive sports car, gunning the motor, taking off, only to find out that the brakes don't work, right? Yeah.